We're going to stay on the markets and bring in our next guest, Diane Jaffe, Group Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager of the TCW Group. Diane, thanks so much for joining us today. Just want to start by getting your reaction to all the volatility that we've seen over the last 3 days and then this buy the dip mentality that we see once again today. How long lived is it? And then how does it compare with your broad outlook of what to expect next year, particularly as far as U.S. economic growth?
Of course, Omicron is serious and has to be taken seriously. But what we've seen, the market's response has been sell off. And then as investors become more comfortable with the vaccination rates, treatments, boosters, you know, how cases are resolved, hopefully much better than they were earlier in the year, then the markets have actually resumed their climb on the back of strong earnings and great economic fundamentals. So I think there is that fear happening in investors' minds, rightly so, but there is that underlying strength to the U.S. economy that cannot be denied.
And Diane, I'm looking at the Wi-Fi Interactive here. The sector action for today showing that energy, consumer discretionary, financials all up more than 2%, leading the way higher. So the value trade is on today, and we have the yield curve expanding as well. How long can this continue?
Just as long as the growth trade has lasted, value can have multiple years of outperformance. To believe that value is not going to work, you would have to presume that we are going to be in a very anemic, low growth economy. And every time we've had the lid put back on top of the COVID fear, the U.S. economy has pumped 4 to 6% and value has taken over. We follow earnings growth, and it's super important to be aware that earnings growth is up, you know, 50% year over year, admittedly from a low base, but projections are for it to continue into 2022 and beyond. And, you know, if it's at a nice solid chunk of 8 to 12% a year, that's a really nice support for value stocks. And the industries you pointed out, like energy, have actually been depressed inordinately by fears of COVID. If you look at the demand, the real demand for energy use, we're down a couple of percent from where we were over 2 years ago. Yet, when we look at inventories, they're at 5 or 6 year lows. And when we look at that inventory to demand ratio, energy prices should be closer to 100.
And so I want to ask you, what happens to earnings growth next year, particularly as profit margins continue to get, you know, squeezed? Who are the big winners in that case?
Well, so far, productivity has been able to increase operating margins. So we haven't seen a big squeeze yet. But you're right to point out that if wage pressure becomes too intense, that could be the squeeze factor that you're talking about in the future. Companies that will win are the ones that really have used productivity enhancements to make their products and their services more available at, you know, less of a cost. We've seen companies like Pepsi, who have decades of experience with high-flying commodities or cyclical lows, really have navigated their way very well through this. We just listened to the Darden call the other day, and while unfortunately, employment is at 95% levels pre-COVID, their productivity has actually been better, and they're not sure that they need to hire at that 100% rate. They have been able to maintain their service level because they have been really good and strong for caretakers of their employee base, making sure they have good, strong living wages.
And Diane, you said a couple words that caught my attention just a minute ago. That's $100 for oil. And I'm looking at it right now. It's up about 4.5% today, WTI. So second best day in 4 months. So $100 oil, I think Goldman had a similar call a few days ago, but that was for 2023. When do you see it coming?
I would say in the next 1 to 2 years. And of course, you know, we want to make sure that the companies in our clients' portfolios are prepared for the energy transition, because that's very important to us and to our clients. And so, but you can find energy companies that are saying, no, we're going to be part of the solution. And so I would say in the next 1 to 2 years.
And so then what is the future of the consumer as we see prices continue to rise? There is no sign of inflation slowing down anytime in the next quarter or two, perhaps. How do they maintain, you know, the ability to buy at this time, especially when shelter costs and gas prices, energy costs, as you say, expected to rise?
Yeah, so that's important backdrop is the employment situation. And really, we're on track to continue to have more jobs. I'd love to see the participation rate increase. But when you have, if you're someone who has a good job and have the prospects of staying in that job or getting even a better job, then, you know, you're going to be able to fight inflation and wage, you know, increased wages actually is a positive for consumer sentiment, and good job prospects are a positive for consumer sentiment. When we've talked to different companies, for example, in the consumer staple space, they're saying they're not seeing substitution take place amongst their consumer buyers, meaning if I wanted to buy a steak, I'm not yet trading down to buy chicken or go completely vegetarian. So I agree with you that the consumer sentiment because of job growth seems to be quite strong, and we're not yet seeing any substitution effect, which would occur if inflation were really starting to hurt.
All right. Well, we will have to see what happens and see what sort of wrench Omicron may throw into the whole mix as well. But we will leave it there. Thank you so much, Diane Jaffe, Group Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager of the TCW Group. Thanks for your time and happy holidays to you.